We'll give it a few more minutes. We're still waiting on our note taker and our product owner. Speak of one of the devils. Here's our note taker. Hi, Darcy.
Hello, I'm the one with horns, I guess.
Well, I mean, I said we were waiting on our note taker and our product owner, and then you popped right in. So we'll see if Dennis equally earns his horns.
Maybe I'm the one with a pen or the keyboard, whatever.
You're definitely the one with the pen as the note taker, and which we, of course, all know is mightier than the sword.
Indeed.
Indeed. Anyway, we'll give it another couple of minutes. See who else shows up. Oh, I see you changed the date on the sig notes.
Yeah, I noticed that. I was like, oh, well, it's because I just copied it from the last time when we had to cancel, and I didn't quite edit it correctly.
Well, that's
Just.
okay. I had noted that earlier when I pulled this up for in prep for this meeting, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna have to mention this if Darcy doesn't catch it. But you caught it because you're a
I
rock
got
star.
it. I got it. Yeah, I can fix my own mistakes. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's all. I mean, that's more than a lot of people can do.
I guess so. That's true. Has spring sprung wherever all of you are?
Well, it's funny because the rest of the well, now three of the four, the rest of the four of us are all in the same town. I ran my air conditioner less than a week ago because it was in the 80s, and then 2 days ago we got an inch of snow, and yesterday it was in the teens, and today it's in the 30s, and then by this weekend it's supposed to be in the 80s again. So,
Wow.
yeah. Yeah, it's definitely the struggle is real.
We're supposed to have a couple 80-degree days. Well, in Sacramento, so that's more in like the Central Valley of California. It gets hotter there, so but we have to be there for soccer. But then a couple days after that, it's going to be a high of 62. So for us, that's those are
That's
the
nice.
extremes for us.
Maybe I should move there. Just we
Well,
get
you
some.
know, the price is the high cost of rent and gas and groceries.
That's true.
That's the
But
weather payoff.
who needs to eat when you've got comfortable temperatures?
Okay. Me, I guess.
I mean, it was kind of an absurd thing to say,
No, I know.
intentionally.
It's funny. No, it was good.
Well, I guess we could get started. I'll go ahead and put the agenda up. Do you see what I see?
If it's the notes, then yes.
Excellent. Excellent. All righty. Well, welcome all to the latest version of the Consortium SIG meeting. We are actually meeting this time. This is yay. For those who haven't been around or haven't been around lately, we're kind of back to square one with regards to this SIG. We're kind of in the process of redefining who we are and what it is that we're trying to do. I am your current convener, formerly co-convener, working mostly in the background, and now I'm in the spotlight and not quite sure what to do with myself. But We will give, fortunately, I have people that I can lean heavily on, like Darcy, and we'll get it figured out. So I guess to start us out, housekeeping and announcements. So there is this whole thing about call the what the meeting frequency calming, and I'm actually thinking that given that we are back at square one with the SIG, that we probably don't need to meet more frequently than once a month. The fact that we're meeting today is just because I was sick last time. And so I'm thinking that we could probably be perfectly fine with meeting on only the first Tuesday of the month. Does anyone have any feelings about that, both yay or nay?
I'm okay with monthly. I don't, but the with me, if we have to cancel, then it ends up being a really long time between meetings is my only concern. And I feel also like Dennis, as the PO of ECS, might have an opinion about how often we meet. You know, there might be times when he wants to check in with us on planned work or something. He's asked us for opinions in the past. So I don't know. It might be nice to have him weigh in.
Well, another option would be to do as some SIGs and frankly some of our Mobius committees have done, which would be to keep the third Tuesday in reserve, to basically have the twice monthly meetings scheduled. But then if there's not in barring a burning reason to meet on the third Tuesday, we could probably just cancel that. If again, if there's an illness, if I run into a virus again, we could, then retain that third Tuesday meeting, or if there is a re you know, if there's a reason to meet, we could certainly have a second meeting in a month. That should probably take care of the concerns that you've raised, Darcy.
Yeah. I'm happy with that.
Anyone else have any strong feelings about whether and how? I guess not. Okay. So, I guess so. What we're going to do from this point going forward is we will retain the twice monthly meeting on the first and third Tuesday of the month, but we will, in practice, probably only meet on the first Tuesday of the month. We'll hold the third Tuesday of the month in reserve in case there's a reason to meet, or if we have had to cancel the first Tuesday meeting for some reason. But probably we'll just be meeting on the first Tuesday every month. Sure, like official, try to do like a little flourish or something, so be it done.
I do see that Dennis is here now.
Oh, Dennis.
Oh, it makes sense to him, he says in the chat. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, that's good because I can't see the chat when I'm sharing my screen. Awesome.
Sorry, yeah. I think I caught the gist of it that we're the plan is to keep the meeting the bi-monthly. I can't even remember how you say that. Twice a month. Only meet the first one unless we need that second meeting.
Exactly.
Seems reasonable to me. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Great. Wonderful. Thanks. And then that brings us to the consortia survey topic. Darcy, that one's yours, so.
Yeah. Do you either want to go to that site that I just put into the chat that you can't see,
That I
that you'll
can't
have
see.
to go
Okay.
find, or I could share either one? I just want to show you the questions we have already.
Oh, there's the chat. Okay. The reason I couldn't see the chat is because I'm hiding my meeting controls. There we go.
Okay, so the implementer SIG, of which I am a member, is going to do what we're going to call a folio census. and send that out, I think, like the very first workday of May. And the idea is to be able to get an updated census of the sites using Folio and some demographics about them, and have a working and current directory of that information, so that new sites or interested libraries that are taking a look at Folio can see who else is implemented or thinking about it, and are they similar to us? Who should we ask questions of? That sort of thing. So, what Vivian is scrolling through are the quest is the question set that we have come up with. And so I had two questions for this group. One is that we did ask about, are you affiliated with a consortium and what's the name of it, if that's the case? And then a little farther down is, I think it's like, if you're a consortium, are you using ECS? So right about there, what type of environment are you running? Single tenant or ECS? So the first question was, the two questions together are, do we want to run our own parallel survey where we're asking all the SIGs? The plan is to have an email hopefully go out to, blast all Folio members and say, hey, please have someone from your institution fill out the census. But there's also going to be a couple of other links to surveys potentially on this email. So it's kind of like, it's survey time, and have a link to a consortia survey if we want one. Maybe Resource Access is going to have one, not to be determined still. The other one we know we'll have is about tools and integrations that your site has built around Folio. And so anything from macros to scripts to automate things to integrations that you have with third-party software. So, do we want our own survey? I know we did one semi-recently, so I don't know if we want another one to go out. And even if we don't want another one to go out, then I guess the question is, do the questions we have on the survey now, is that it? I think that's enough for the gist of, are you a consortium? But do people have opinions about what those questions should be that are already there?
The questions about the consortia is way too simple. This might be a what's in Germany a Verbund, so you are part of a shared catalog, or this may be a buying consortium. We have lots of buying consortiums in Germany, so you might be part of 30 consortia or something like that. So just asking for are you part of member of a consortium is way too simple.
Did you say
Yeah.
buying consortium?
Yeah.
Okay. So
Yeah,
pooling
buy.
funds and sharing resources.
Not necessarily. Centrally, we have a central contract for many products in Germany, and you can take part in those contracts, and they might be negotiated by different sites in Germany, and we probably have about more than 20 sites that are doing such contracts. So we are part of many, many consortia.
So Bernd, let me just so straight in my head. So what you're saying is that each of the libraries in the given consortium is running its own ILS, but you're coming together collectively to do like database purchases and licensing purchases and things like that.
Yeah, but we also might have the same ILS, like many libraries in our federal state, and we have a central catalog for the for actual multiple federal states. So the situation in Germany is quite complex, and yeah, so that's question, at least for Germany, is much too simple.
Okay. Yeah, no, that makes sense. I mean, I was going to suggest maybe throwing another one or two questions in on the implementer survey, but frankly, you bring up a really good point, and I think that there is potential for much more information in terms of like what consortia are actually doing as consortia that we could address?
I just seem to remember that we had this test discussion before. I'm wondering if there was a previous survey about consortia where we have asked different questions about the specific situation. But I don't remember when that was. But I seem to remember that we had this discussion before.
Yeah, Darcy said that we did one recently. It's before I joined as a co-convener, so I'm not aware of it.
It was with Lucy. I'm looking just through our left
Yes, I
panel to
can
try to
remember.
find it.
I could step in here. I can remember that I already filled in two times such a survey, and I'm not very much interested in doing it once again.
That's fair.
Because yes, we gave some information, and it did not come to any effect. And yes, maybe it is a problem from our part as well, as because we are that what Bernd Oberknapp said. We are a library network, and we have different libraries in our network, and we are sharing an ILS, but we are not a consortium ourselves. We are only a consortium in the sense of a network, and there are many other consortia too. And so we have been watching this SIG for many years, and could not give so much input. And I think from our point of view, it would make no sense to have another survey. But other members here may see it in a different way. I also remember, Darcy, that we had a presentation at WolfCon in Hamburg, where I is introduced to what is going on, what is our library network, and that has been, yes, when was it? In the year 2022 or so. It's
22,
a
22.
long time ago, yes. And so it's some kind of déjà vu for me here to have these discussions. And yes, I'm really a little bit exhausted about it, and I'm not so much interested in having it once again.
No, that's good feedback. I mean, the last time we did the survey was partially to get priorities. If I remember correctly, I'm pretty sure, Vivian, that you were here,
Okay, well,
but maybe it might have been to the beginning, toward the beginning
so
of when you were
shows
here.
how much I was paying attention at the time.
Well, so my question was going to be following up to Bernd, is what do we want to get out of the answer? You know, what's the point of the answer? Do we need to know if it's a network consortium or a consortium that you don't share the ILS, or why, what's the point of the question? So how detailed do we need to be? I guess when you said that, my mind thought, well, I guess as somebody new coming in would want to know, how does a consortium work within Folio? And maybe have some information there. So maybe the question needs to be worded a little bit. Well, I don't know. I don't know how it needs to be worded.
Well, I think it's an interesting, I think I know where you're headed with this, with that question. I'm obviously very biased on like the information that I'm hoping to get out of discussions with the group. But I wonder if what we really, so this is my perspective, I should say. The thing that I'd love to get from this group, or a survey of, people who are participating in Folio and are interested in consortium functionality, is what drew them to Folio as a consortium, or what are their aspirations for what Folio would be for a consortium. Like, because I can appreciate that there are, there are so many details that we could focus on. The question is like, and you're asking, we're trying to assess priority. I think that's maybe part of why this is so difficult, is that there's so much diversity in what a consortium is and how you all are using Folio as members of consortium, maybe members of many consortia. That it's, I don't know that we're gonna land on a priority. So
Yeah, and that
maybe,
was just the survey. The survey that we did before was to try and drive our priorities, but this sounds more
So
to me, this discussion, it would be a discussion. It sounds more like maybe a WolfCon session than a survey
yeah,
topic.
I mean, like what the and I'm just, forgive me, I'm kind of brainstorming here. I don't want to derail this discussion completely, but what is Folio Consortia the product? And I know we can talk about ECS and we can talk about single tenant environments, but what is the thing that we're hoping that this Folio product will offer to consortia? Why are you all interested in a new ILS system, a different ILS system than what's out there? What are you wanting it to provide? Or maybe what does it provide? And just maybe not quite enough of today. Like, if we can answer those questions, even if everyone's giving a slightly different answer, then we, I don't know, maybe it helps us focus a little bit on a specific part of the system or a specific aspect of the system. And from there, we can get into requirements.
To jump back to the survey just for a moment, I actually was going to ask a similar question. What is the point of the survey? What is it that we as the consortia SIG are wanting to gain? Do we just want to know who's in consortia, who libraries that are in consortia that are on Folio, just so that we know who they are? We have a directory of who they are. We can maybe invite them to come join our SIG. Are we trying to determine what the pain points are of the existing libraries that are on consortia? I mean, we've already kind of done that in past discussions, which is how we came up with our priorities. In terms of, well, sites that are not yet on Folio, what attracts you to Folio as an option, or sites that are newly implementing, what attracts you to Folio? I'm not sure that's, I mean, that's almost like a survey of people who are not yet on Folio, which I'm not sure is quite the demographic here, at least of the survey that's going out. Darcy, is this going out to known consortia on, or to known libraries on Folio? Was that the original survey? Or is it just going out to anybody and everybody?
I think that it was posted just on the general channel. So I don't think that it was targeted at consortial folks
But it
necessarily.
is
It's just like,
targeted at Folio libraries.
yeah, it was. And this will be
So,
too. So.
Dennis's, point about libraries, maybe libraries that are considering Folio that are not yet on Folio, is kind of lost considering that this is going out to Folio libraries.
Well, it's going to a Folio channel, but not all libraries in the channel might be already on Folio.
Good
We are
point.
not, for example.
Yeah, it is a open community. So I guess there is a chance that, but probably the majority that are paying attention, well, I don't know. I don't know that I could say that either. I wonder, what the percentage would be. But yeah.
Regarding the details about the consortium, I don't think we need that actually in the survey. We have a consortium profile page in the consortium SIG.
Yeah, I
And
was
this is
actually.
probably where all this information was contributed the last time. So maybe we could simply ask the consortia to update or add their information so that we have a clear view what is shared and what is not shared and how it is shared.
Actually, scrolling through this to see if. Clearly, this has not been updated for a while because Mobius is not listed. Yeah, I mean, it's exactly it. I was sort of thinking, well, gosh, we did a survey. If we did a survey recently, then where are the survey results? Where do we have those listed somewhere? Or perhaps this profiles page is exactly it.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I didn't even know this was here because we, the stuff that's already on our page that I don't really look at.
Yeah, I mean, I have been slowly, I haven't been able to for about a month, but after Lucy dropped, I started going through these pages to see what it is that we have in our section. So it sounds like maybe I again I'm not real clear on what whether it is adding more questions to the general survey or whether it's a separate consortial survey. I'm still not real clear on what is it, what information are we hoping to gain? I mean, Dennis has stated his case, so we know what he's hoping to gain.
Yeah. I mean, I'm also so this was put together before I started attending regularly too. So it's definitely probably, it was a while ago. I'm sure some of you remember it, but I'm also I hate to ask it because I'm sure you've had this conversation before as well, but like why are the folks who are on this call? Like, do we know, is everyone clear about what they are hoping to get from the Consortia SIG who attends this call regularly? Do we have a good sense of that?
Do you want the honest answer or do you want
I
the
do.
reassuring answer?
I don't think they're I don't think there's a bad answer to this question. I think it's something that, it would be helpful for everyone to be aware of that. Maybe some of you wouldn't want to say that out loud, and I can appreciate that, but I think it's important to have it to be transparent in that. I mean, I am attending this call because I have a responsibility to improve the functionality that Folio provides to consortium to make Folio more attractive to prospective Folio users and to make sure that EBSCO customers, like libraries that EBSCO is hosting on Folio, are happy with the functionality that they provide and that they see consistent improvement. So that is, I think in a nutshell, that's why I'm here. And I think this group can help me identify what features or functionality is high value and feasible to deliver. I've participated in a number of other SIGs, and I think ideally and often there can be alignment between, what a lot of different folks who are participating are looking for. And, there's often alignment with what I have to be, what I'm accountable to, and what folks, in the community would like to see. So I think there's a bit of a, there's mutual benefit here in having a group that's discussing that type of thing at that level.
I mean,
That's
as the
why
literal
I'm here.
answer. Oh, go ahead, Stephanie, please.
So this is my first time at this meeting ever, but I've been interested in the Consortia SIG for a while. I am Stephanie Spratt from Truman State University. I'm part of the Mobius Consortium, so my library is on the shared ECS version of Folio with Mobius. I was encouraged by Vivian to come. I am the chair of the Mobius Enhancements Committee. So I kind of represent the Mobius Consortium on the whole in terms of people are submitting enhancements for the Folio system, ways that they want it to work better. And I need to help that support that development out in the Folio community. So part of the reason that I'm here is, of course, just to learn about what the Consortia SIG is doing and how it can apply to the enhancement requests that have come in for us already. But then also to kind of brainstorm ways that we can better improve Folio to work as a consortial tool. So right now we call it a consortium and we have, the master tenant. But there is not any way, there's not like a simple way to share knowledge or functionality templates, practices easily with other members of the consortia that are on different tenants. And I think that that would be something that could be greatly improved. Our consortium used to work in small clusters, and we had a lot of discussion with these clusters of libraries to talk about how what we're doing can maybe be applied at other libraries. Folio doesn't offer that capability right now to like just do a quick like, oh, I'll share my template with you. And so yeah, I just feel like Folio could help improve the consortium basis of this in terms of process sharing and template sharing, API share, like all of that kind of stuff that we could build off of each other's knowledge to help make our jobs easier to accomplish in Folio.
I was going to say, my literal answer is that I was asked to help and then became the sole convener. But now that I am the sole convener, I mean, it is as the largest ECS site, as the site that was one of, if not the primary consultant in the development of the ECS product. Mobius definitely has a responsibility to the development of ECS and to the towards the development of functionality across the board within an ECS environment. I was just at the Bulk Edit ListApp SIG meeting a couple hours ago, and we were talking about deletion of delete editing and deleting authority records in Bulk Edit, and I made the point that ECS complicates everything. Every function that exists in Folio exists slightly differently in an ECS environment because of the shared central tenant subtenant system. And so there are considerations that need to be made for any functionality when you're working in an ECS environment. So I feel like my responsibility here is to ensure that, that basically the fact that ECS complicates everything. And so, to make sure that functionality that is developed, functionality that is discussed, is that the consideration is made in an ECS environment. I do not attend every SIG. My employer would not like it if I attended every SIG, but I do definitely attend the more technical services oriented SIGs, partially with the ECS environment in mind. That being said, ECS consortia are not the only consortia. There are lots of single tenant consortia, and I've been trying to encourage like folks at other consortia that are on single tenant systems to attend these SIGs to ensure that the consortia SIG is speaking for all types of consortia and not just ECS systems. So that's why I'm here. The good, the bad, and the ugly.
So usually Hedda is also on the call. She's from our library network, and we are or have evaluated Folio for our federal state. I'm from the actually buying club in our federal state, so this is more my focus, but I'm also interested, of course, in the functionality that Folio provides to run a consortium in a single tenant. This is maybe what we would use for our own library to actually have separation of some things in Folio within our library system, which consists of well, I think over 100 institute libraries. I assume we will also have in our federal state large libraries that would run an ECS environment because they have so some they need multiple tenants. And of course, the library network, they will have a, I assume, a large installation with lots of tenants and a central tenants for managing them. So there are different aspects that we are interested in. I think this covers probably all cases or most cases that can appear in a Folio consortium. But we don't, for example, we wouldn't use Folio for ILL because that's a completely different solution for us. And sharing information between libraries will happen in some cases, in others, it will not. So it's quite complex for us. But I'm more interested in the solution for my own libraries and the large libraries, and head out probably more in the solutions for a setup with a lot of tenants for centrally managing them.
Yes, I can go on. We are taking part as a library network because we are representing a large number of member libraries. We have about 200 libraries or so, which form part of our network. Really big ones, like state libraries, university libraries, but also very small ones. And yes, we have we were interested in consortia in single tenant and in multi-tenant environment, and the way we are setting up Folio now is that yes, we have a lot of single tenant installations, but there is a large interest in having consortial functionality which covers yes, library loan, but not ILL. We have the situation that there are some regions which in which the libraries are connected, which are sitting in different tenants right now, and they can also, but they can nevertheless share their holdings, and this would be very interesting for. Well, some of our libraries in, yes, in special sites, we have just implemented our the ERM functionality at GBV. This was the main thing that led us to use Folio, because this was missing in our old library system, and there we have quite a lot of tenants up and running, and now we are migrating our libraries with the acquisition modules. The first move has successfully been done in January, and now we are continuing. And our network has decided to switch to Folio completely from our old library system to Folio, and so we need the new functionalities which are delivered by the ERM solutions, but we also need the old functionality of yes, conventional library work, like acquisition and landing as well. And yes, as I mentioned, this consortial functionality, which is offered by ECS, for example, or maybe by other solutions which are still to come, is also important for us, especially concerning these blending functionalities between several tenants.
Thank you. Yeah, Kate, you have your Katie, you have your hand up.
Yes, so I'm the systems librarian for the University of Missouri Libraries, and we're kind of a unique situation. We're a consortium within a consortium. We are a member of Mobius, but we have our own Folio tenant. We're not part of the ECS environment, so we're kind of in a unique situation. So I just think I kind of joined the SIG because we are on a single tenant. Even though we are a consortium, each one of our campuses is a separate institution for the most part. We do share all of our bib records, so we don't have the issue where we want to keep some locally and some shared. And we have looked into the ECS environment. The reason we're not on it is because we migrated back in 2022. So one thing, looking at the ECS environment is that, there's a central tenant. And for the most part, each one of us are separate institutions. I'm one, I would say, system level employee, but we're kind of, we wouldn't know who to make the central tenant at that point because we're all kind of, we share a catalog and, but we do have separate circulation. We share policies, loan policies, things like that. We share all the policies, but a lot of times we have like our circulation policies are specific to a certain campus. Each campus has its own acquisitions unit and so forth, because we don't want to share financial data across entire tenants. So I'm just kind of interested in what our options are now that, ECS is available and we've been on Folio for a while.
I mean, I don't know if everyone's gone, but maybe I'm last. We're not exactly a consortium, but Stanford has so there's the Stanford libraries, but there's separate Lane Library, Medical Library, Business Library under those different schools. And so organizationally we're sharing a Folio ILS, and but we don't, we all report to different people. So we have some independence, and so it's like, are we a consortium? I don't know. There's a million consortium different ways to be one. So I started coming to this because we wanted to see, should we set up ourselves in a consortium sort of way in Folio? And at the time there was no ECS, and we went with a single tenant because we share a user database from the university, and so it's easier to just check out stuff to each other just within Folio and not have to muck about with any sort of interlibrary loan middleware. So I never left the consortia SIG because I am sort of interested in how it, what sort of functionality that is. So that's why I'm here. But generally, in a SIG, in this open source software, my understanding and hope is that the SIG gets together to say, this is what we need the software to do. We'd like this enhancement. We'd like this totally new thing. And discuss those and get tickets made and lobby for them to be acted on, which is some of what we have done. So that's nice. But that's what I hope this SIG will do.
So I have a follow-up question then, and that is, do all of you have a list of things that you'd like to see implemented? Like, do you have your own list of consortia feature priorities?
I
I
mean,
don't.
I've definitely got a thing. I don't have a list right to hand. I'd have to think about it a bit, but yes, there's definitely we have a very serious pain point in inventory searching and particularly faceting in inventory in the ECS environment, and that's sort of my biggest
Yeah.
axe to grind. But I don't. I mean, I think most of the libraries in Mobius would share that concern with me. But if I was going to come up with a Mobius-wide list of pain points, I'd probably need some time to gather that information.
Is that, I asked the question, I think, because I'm kind of wondering if this group should start with surveying other folks, or have, I know that there are spreadsheets of requirements. This group has, you know, the group that has been meeting here for a long time has worked on different lists of requirements. And so I'm wondering if maybe a starting point is making sure that everyone has kind of shown their hand, like these are the most important features to us. As just in the interest of transparency, because we have so much diversity here, like understanding what all the folks who actually commit their time here, that show up here week after week, and you are hoping to get some return on the knowledge and expertise that you're committing here. You know, your priorities, let's make them transparent. Let's understand what those priorities are. And it might help us think about how we engage all the other members of the community about what their priorities are. Because I'm kind of like, as I've been listening to people talking, the consortium thing is hard because there are all these other domains in the community, acquisitions, you know, metadata management, so on and so forth. And consortia, sort of an umbrella over top of that. But maybe in thinking about your priorities and reviewing those as a group, we can pick out what we're really talking about here, or, you know, make it more clear and then ask others, given this, you know, given these kind of swim lanes, maybe it'll make it easier to get feedback from others, is just one of the thoughts I have. Because we've talked about a few things here, like consortia do buying, you know, group joint purchasing. They do resource sharing. They do, those are very consortia specific things that obviously involve other domains and the functionality in those domains. But I think, you know, there is a way that we could talk about the consortial aspect of those things. But yeah, again, I'm just like throwing this out there. I'm talking out loud because I, you know, I'm here to provide my input and kind of help things. I want everybody to get as much value out of attending this meeting as possible, because we're all here, we're all busy people. So yeah, I'm wondering if all of you are interested in thinking about what your top priorities are for consortia, and looking at those things first before we ask other folks what their priorities are.
I wanted to be polite and raise my hand, but I don't seem to be able to do that while I'm sharing my screen. So I'm just going to be rude and jump in. I want to go back again to the whole question about the survey. I feel like what I'm hearing is a general consensus that at this stage we don't need another consortial SIG survey. But I would like to suggest we add a couple of questions, if that's okay, to the general survey that the implementer SIG is putting out. And nothing really terribly arduous. Just basically, in addition to, let me get back to the questions. Are you affiliated with the consortium? What is the name of the consortium? How many libraries are in the consortium? I think knowing the numbers is good. And then, I wonder if, as far as the question about single tenant versus ECS, if that could be pushed up to this little consortium section, to and frankly, that three options be given: folio single tenant, folio ECS, and non-folio. That way, we are identifying libraries and consortia that we could reach out to. What I'm thinking is that once those census results are in, we could use that data to essentially just reach out to people and say, hey, just so you're aware, the SIG exists. You know, this is what we do. It might be worth your it might be to your interest and to your benefit to join the SIG, to at least attend meetings, you know, sit and lurk, listen in, and then pop in with an opinion if you have one. I feel like right now, I mean, absolutely, we've got a very small number of institutions represented in today's phone call. We definitely have all, we each have our own priorities of development that we would like to see. But I kind of almost feel like we need a broader, you know, we need a broader cross-section of issues from all the consortial libraries, or at least all the consortia that are not represented in today's call. And you know, the only way to really get those opinions, I mean, I think, yes, we could send out a survey, but as Peter has expressed, we had one recently, and I suspect you're not the only one, Peter, who's like, I'm sick of filling out surveys. We figure out how to get the consortia people into the SIG to attend the SIG meetings, or at least be on the Slack channel, and then we ask the questions within, instead of asking the questions out to the general membership. Does that make sense?
To me, it does have discussions about these things, not just ask the question on the survey. So I think adding a couple of details, get more details from the basic question is fine to add a question or two. So you had said
The number of libraries in your consortium, if you're in the consortium.
and I think maybe a text box and say type of consortium. And let people free text whatever they like there so that
Could
we can
be.
see
But I mean,
what that means.
you might put in a parenthetical, for examples, ILS consortium, cooperative purchasing consortium, you know, something like that, so that people are like, well, I don't, what do you mean, what kind of consortium? Or a library consortium? Well, okay, well, are you sharing an ILS? Are you doing cooperative licensing purchases? What are you doing? Because the idea of a buyer's club is not even something that had occurred to me before you brought it up, Bern. Even though our libraries do cooperative licensing of electronic resources, calling it a buyer's club never occurred to me. That's really great. And then my other, go ahead, Darcy. I'm sorry.
Your three options for the ECS question, folio
Yeah.
single tenant, folio ECS, and non-folio, is that what you?
Non-folio. Yeah. Because as has been pointed out, it's an open community, and not everybody who's going to receive the survey is necessarily running folio.
Well, to me, it's a question of maybe, well, mixed. There's going to often be some libraries using Folio and some not in the same, in a consortium. So.
You know, I have one more question, and this is more of a the it's a system question as to whether libraries are using some sort of a union catalog, like a DCB, OpenRS. I mean, I'm not sure what the options are right now. I think maybe InReach now has an op has a Folio connector.
So would the question be, does it share a union catalog, use a union catalog, have a union catalog? What, how should that be phrased?
Does your consortium use a union catalog? And then maybe again, parenthetical, OpenRS, InReach, etc. I'm not sure if there is an etc., but those are the two I have personal familiarity with, given that we were on InReach and we're now on OpenRS.
Is reshare? That's not an open, that's not a union
Reshare,
catalog, is
yeah,
it?
reshare is a possibility. Reshare is predominantly an ILL tool, which
Yeah.
is why OpenRS ended up being developed separately.
So it's not really, you could wouldn't have it as a possible union catalog option. It's not
I
really what it
mean,
is.
it kind of is. There's no, it's one of those situations where you need to log in and log into a separate thing and do the transaction on a separate thing, as opposed to InReach and OpenRS, which are, integrated circulation with local systems. So I don't know. I mean, yeah, it you could absolutely list it as a possibility. Stephanie, please bail me out.
We're writing strategic plans right now, and we try to keep so system neutral. Can you reword it as, do you use a union catalog for resource sharing and not have to throw specific vendor tools out there? And do we want a separate question, especially for those that say they're on that are not on Folio, if they have a shared catalog system as well?
I think that's fair. I like your wording, Stephanie, for are you using a u union catalog for resource sharing?
I mean, it's not even a union catalog, but it's like, what software do you use for resource sharing? That's kind of the question.
I mean, yeah.
Mean, does it just make sense to ask that? What software are you using for resource sharing?
Well,
Mean, because what Brent was saying before about a union catalog, is that for resource sharing or no? I think it's just like, they have a catalog for cataloging that they share, I believe. Is that right, Peter?
yes, that's right. And this catalog is connected to Folio. We have some kind of program which transfers the new data from our union catalog, in which all our library consortium network members are cataloging, and this can be connected to Folio to have the data available for yes, for landing and for acquisition.
Well, I wonder, I mean, I wonder if it's needed.
Right. I think it's
Maybe it's
usual.
not needed. See, thing in the chat. Oh yeah, Dennis. Yeah, this is coming. I mean, it's not, the initial thing is not coming out of the consortia SIG. This is definitely coming out of the general fo of imp it's implementer SIG that's doing this. So it's not necessarily a consortia survey.
Yeah, I missed that. I thought we were asking folks. Sorry.
Yeah,
No,
no, you,
that's
I think
fine.
you, it's fine. You missed the beginning.
I caught it now. Yeah.
Okay, so I think adding a few questions like this to the census sounds good, and I'm going to end up coming back and listening to the recording to get the wording right on some of these questions. But I think adding the type, how many libraries, asking about the, I still don't know if I should say, I guess I should say, what software do you use for resource sharing? Unless,
I mean,
was it?
I you know, I would the, where I was going, and where I know we're almost at time, but where I was going with that is, like, are you using InReach? Are you using OpenRS? Are you using ReShare? Are you using some sort of something like that? But it's not ultimately that important.
Well, I think in terms of this census as we're taking, I think that would be something that other people would be interested to know.
Okay.
It's like, oh, you're a consortium and you use ReShare or you OpenRS or InReach. And then, that's, then you
Yeah.
can go to that place with questions.
Totally
I
fair.
agree. It gives us some information about who our audience is here, I guess. Like how many people are single tenant and consider themselves part of a consortia, how many people are ECS, how many people are non-Folio. And then how are they doing resource sharing?
Yeah.
You know,
Okay.
because there is some variation in those tools. Yeah.
So maybe even something like, how are you participating in resource sharing without even necessarily getting into software? Are you doing resource sharing? I mean, that ends up being kind of a paragraph, but I don't know. Darcy, do you want to think about it and come up with a suggestion? And well, I mean, this is we don't need to make this final decision today, right?
No, we have another month.
All right, great.
I think it would actually be easier to have a list of different software solutions available where you could just select one. That's easier to answer. But you need probably need a free text field for other solutions that
Yeah.
are not included.
All of them would be have an other. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay,
Well,
well I'll word the questions up and we can talk about it at our next one. Just
yeah,
confirm
and
them.
so we're at time. Our next meeting, according to our schedule, it would be Tuesday, April 7th. And so we can discuss this more then and continue with the discussion about consortia and what are we trying to do here.
So
And
are we on a 3 week schedule? Because two
well,
weeks is would be March
oh yeah, but we're
31st.
I think we're doing the first and third Tuesday of every month. So that actually,
Oh,
yeah, that
yeah,
means
I thought we have a meeting every 2 weeks.
okay. My understanding was the first and third Tuesday.
I mean, my calendar has every other week. It's not on first and third. Does your
Well,
calendar, what does your calendar tell you, Vivian?
what does my calendar tell me? Well, my calendar tells me. My calendar tells me Tuesday, March 31st, but our discussion earlier was that we would retain the first Tuesday of the month for a meeting and hold the third Tuesday of the month in reserve. And so that it just means that when I set up my calendar, I said every 2 weeks, but I will need to push it back a week.
Okay, so we're going to switch to first and third Tuesdays of the month.
Okay. I didn't
And
realize that was a switch, but
yeah, but that makes sense. So let's switch it. Let's switch it.
okay.
And I can update the wiki page and talk to Peter Murray to get the calendar and the Zoom and all that, up, correct.
Maybe you could put an ICS file on
Yep,
the
and I'll put a new
page
ICS
so
file if I
that we
can
could.
manage it. Sometimes that's
Thanks,
confusing
Darcy. I
and
really
doesn't work, but
appreciate
I'll try.
everything you do. Sorry, I was talking at the same time. I really appreciate everything you do administratively, Darcy. Thank you so much. All right, everyone. I hope you all have a wonderful rest of your day or evening, whatever time it is there where you are. So, and we'll see you on the 7th. Thanks so
Excellent.
much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks,
Bye.
everyone.
Bye.
Bye.